President Bush's chief supporter among foreign leaders is coming to meet with him at Camp David. British Prime Minister Tony Blair will sit down with Mr. Bush this weekend. Just yesterday, he held a press conference to dispel any doubts about his support for a move to overthrow Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein.
He is in breach of United Nations resolutions, and confronted with this reality, we have to face up to it and to deal with it. How we deal with it is under discussion, but that we have to do it is not in doubt. We have to face up to it, we have to deal with it, and we will.
In an attempt to unite British public opinion behind him, Mr. Blair has promised to present a dossier documenting Saddam Hussein's attempts to develop biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons. That document is expected in the next few weeks. Michael Binion writes about foreign affairs for the British daily The Times. He says Blair's promise to publish evidence is a calculated response to demands that he clarify his view of U.S. proposals for military action in Iraq.
Mr. Blair has been lobbied and begged and in many ways cajoled by the press and by many in his own Labour Party to speak out, speak clearly, tell the British people what his position is and why, if it's necessary, an attack is justified. And that's what he's done.
The promise of a dossier of evidence against Iraq now by Tony Blair is reminiscent of what happened almost a year ago, that is, shortly after September 11th, when his government and Mr. Blair himself actually made more detailed presentations of the case against al-Qaeda. It seems to be very important to Tony Blair that his case be documented.
Yes, I think it is. He wants to say, look, I'm not just doing this because it's my own political conviction. I'm doing it, as you can see, because there is a necessity to deal with this threat, and this is the threat, and lay it out before them. I also think that fellow Europeans in Germany, France, Italy, publics that are pretty skeptical about the need for any military action will be more convinced if they do see what seems to be hard and fast intelligence information giving figures, details, all the things we hope will be in this dossier. Now, it may be that the American public trust their president more simply on his word alone. That wouldn't be enough in Britain.
Mr. Blair seems to be further developing his role as the European leader who, unlike other European leaders, understands those people across the Atlantic, can talk with them, reason with them, and has a special relationship with them.
Yes, I think that's broadly true. Of course, what he says in public and what he says in private are fairly different. In public, he is extremely supportive. This public show of support does give him a lot more influence in quiet private meetings, as we will see at Camp David. And I think when he warns the president that it will be necessary to seek some kind of international mandate for whatever operation he has in mind, then I think that will be taken on board seriously by Mr. Bush.
So you could imagine Tony Blair at Camp David telling President Bush, I'm your friend, I'm the one who supports you, I'm the one who speaks out against anti-Americanism, and I need lots more than just blanket declarations of this is justified.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, of course, he does have a fairly strong hand to play, because the polls in America show that there is growing worry about America going this completely alone. So in some ways, Mr. Blair can set some conditions. He can say, I'm willing to go along with you, but on this condition that you seek international mandate for what you're going to do.
Thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Michael Binion, who writes about foreign affairs for the British newspaper The Times, he spoke to us from London.